Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, you guessed it. It's about that time. Tonight will be the truth on Valentine's Day. For everyone that don't know, I am 747. This is the 747, a.k.a. Real Talk, Real Talk Show. I'm your host. Tonight we're going to be our theme will be, and I quote, it will be every song that will be played tonight is going to be local artists, unsigned artists, people that that's trying to do other things, to sit at the house and just smoke, or sit at the house and just drink, or sit at the house and do everything else that they can't think. So I'm going to start getting this stuff together. Make sure you tell your friends to dial 646-200-0883 and press 1. Yes, you guessed it, if you like to talk to me. And I'm going to start off with Immeasurable. In case you haven't heard, these girls have just got their sales out there. Their single has just debuted on the Yolanda Adams show, I say about 2 weeks ago, and I did manage to get their song, which will not be out until March the 1st, which is wild. Yes, I got it. Yes, I know certain people. So, and letting everybody know, this is a contemporary gospel group. So, without further ado, it's the 747, a.k.a. O Show, Real Talk, Real Talk. Let's get down with the nitty gritty.
You know, God's love is so immeasurable that no matter how many times we fall, we can always cry out for change.
Change me, change me, change me.
Change me, change me, change me, oh,
Sometimes we cry out for change, but sometimes we don't quite know how to change. And I'm a believer that when we learn how to truly seek God's face and come into relationship with Him, then everything that's around us that's not right, God will change.
Yes, oh yes, that is immeasurable. And as bad as I do on this show, I had to lead off with some contemporary gospel to let them people out there know that, yes, we do have some girls, well, some women that's doing some good things. Make sure you tell your friend to dial 646-200-0883 and press 1 if you'd like to talk to me. Tonight's theme will be, yes, tell your friends tonight's theme. You got 2 hours, 7 to 9, to tell all your friends to call in and listen to a lot of these new unsigned and new signed and local artists that's still doing new things. Today is the 12th, not the 14th. So I wanted to make sure, oh, yeah, that's right. Make sure you, if you're online, that you tell your online friends, because we know we got a lot of people that do their online thing. Make sure that you're telling them to call or actually go online at www.mediacraze.me and check us out. And find Craze Radio, www.crazeradio. Matter of fact, just Google us and find us. Or go on Twitter and find Christy Love NC or at 747, a.k.a. O. Tonight we're going to be talking about the truth about Valentine's Day. St. Valentine's Day. Cupid, the little baby with the drawers on, the little pimple boy. Yes. Did you know? Matter of fact, should I tell you now? Or would you like to wait? I actually would rather wait to tell you because I got a lot of people that I actually want to see what they feel Valentine's Day is to them. So if there's anyone out there that's trying to tell me what they feel about Valentine's Day, how they love it, because no matter how you love it today, 747 is going to still tell you the truth about Valentine's Day. And you can do whatever it is you want about it after that. And, yes, we still love and enjoy each other and all the freak sessions and the lies that we're going to be telling to get the draws and all the little fake dirty candy that we're going to be giving to everybody that's trying to lose weight, and we're just going to make them real, real big with all this doo-doo type candy that's going to put you on the toilet. So I just want to make sure that everyone is here that's knowing that this show is a real show. We only talk about real topics. We talk about real things, and when it comes out the real way. We don't do sugarcoat. If you call in on here and you're still trying to justify your sugarcoat, I am going to embarrass you. Yes, I am. It is on purpose because it don't say it's your real talk show. It says it's my real talk show. So because of that, I'm going to make sure that I embarrass you. But don't worry. It won't be that bad if you got some nuts. I need you to have some nuts and call and let us know what's on your minds, people, tonight. Tonight I want to get a lot of people's hearts out. If you have somebody that you want to just tell them that you care for them, make sure you call us and let us know so we can get that on the air so they can always hear that someone cares. But remember, through it all, no matter what you're saying tonight, I'm still going to tell you the honest to God truth about Valentine's Day. And ladies, I do not think you're really going to like what Valentine's Day really represents. Yes, we've marketed and made it commercial, and the government gets their money, but you really, really do not want to know what Valentine's Day truly represents. Tonight, our artists that I do have tonight, I have Immeasurable. I played them. They're doing a lot of things. They're on tour doing some other stuff, so I really won't be able to get to talk to them tonight. But I do have 103ENT back again from last week, the group that we was debuting to let everyone know that this day was coming. So I do have them tonight. I also have Kuda Bang, and Kuda Bang's been hot for a minute, and I finally got in touch with him to find him, and I got some of his stuff tonight. I got Leviticus Black. Unless you haven't heard of Leviticus Black, Leviticus Black actually, no matter what you have ever heard, Leviticus Black is actually a producer. He does music. He does these beats. He makes these things hot. But he does have this little side thing that he do, put them little tracks down, and he got some hot tracks. I do have a lot of songs tonight. Also, I'm just getting this out to everybody because I know everybody wants to know what's the Valentine's Day thing. I'm letting everyone know we also have some shout-out songs from the artists that I have tonight also, which means, yes, you guessed it, you get to hear the shout-outs about Carolina. Yes, I made sure I found all these people that had shout-outs to Carolina. So, y'all, let me see, where am I going to start? I'm going to, let me find some 103 ENTs tonight. Before that, I would like to say Happy Valentine's Day. Mwah, mwah, you dumb sucker-ass, stupid, don't read up on nothing ass people. Hey, I'm just, you know how I do, 747 show. Call, tell your friends, 646-200-0883. Press 1 if you'd like to talk to me, and when we come back, we'll be talking with one of the group members of 103 ENT. We're playing one of their songs, and this song is going to, I like this song. It is called Drugs. So I'm going to start off with them, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about this Valentine's Day truth and get everyone in that wants to say their thing. But right now, yes, you guessed it, 103 ENT. Let's get it down, baby. Woo!
Coast to Coast Instrumentals.
Damn. Hey, nigga, talking about 103 in the building, homeboy. You know what it is. Hey, hey, hey. This shit right here make a nigga act bad. Call the dope man, tell him bring me a bag. This shit right here make a nigga act bad. Call the dope man, tell him bring me a bag. This shit right here make a nigga act bad. Call the dope man, tell him bring me a bag. This shit right here make a nigga act bad. Call the dope man, tell him bring me a bag. Call the dope man up, see if he at home. If he got a bag, tell him bring his ass on. If he got the fish scale, I can't go wrong. Nigga, I'ma snow all fucking night long. This is my life, it's more than a song. I snort coke while you hit the bone. I can't feel my face, I can't feel my own. They say this shit caused by the lead home. But I ain't stopping, hold up watching. I'm coke snorting and pill popping. The same old whip, the same old click. The same old niggas doing the same old shit. You got the same old gram, we got the same old brick. We fuck brand new slut, you fuck the same old chick. We some real ass niggas, you the same old bitch.
We some real ass niggas, you the same old bitch.
This shit right here make a nigga act bad. Call the dope man, tell him bring me a bag. This shit right here make a nigga act bad. Call the dope man, tell him bring me a bag. This shit right here make a nigga act bad. Call the dope man, tell him bring me a bag. This shit right here make a nigga act bad. Call the dope man, tell him bring me a bag.
On the phone, nigga, what's good? I need a bag of all that good. It'll put me to sleep, make me eat, make the bride can't a freak. Right up under my seat, 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm still yawning. But if I am good, so I was born, it keeps me sane. Help me maintain, can't lose my composure. So we gon' close it, a real blood, ain't no posing. 9 times 3 blocks, they loaded on this vodka. We still pouring, a nigga fucked up, look, he's soaring. Oh, I'm insane, we just got to have it. Pop a pills on the line, cause havoc. 1 shot, 2 shots, we blasted. A nigga step on the line, we bagged him.
This shit right here make a nigga act bad. Call the dope man, tell him bring me a bag. This shit right here make a nigga act bad. Call the dope man, tell him bring me a bag. This shit right here make a nigga act bad. Call the dope man, tell him bring me a bag. This shit right here make a nigga act bad. Call the dope man, tell him bring me a bag.
Call the dope man, cause I need a bag. Got a couple bad bitches and I'm trying to smash. Yeah, I said it, so I meant it, so let's go and get it. If you on that bullshit, then I ain't fucking with it. All the bitches in the club wanna drop it low. I ain't got no money, but I got some flow. If you didn't know, then now you know. Why niggas make it rain, I'ma make it snow. Make it snow, make it snow, yeah, I'm Santa Claus. Got a couple bags for them panty draws. If you do it real good, I take it to the mall. Your man window shop, but I'ma buy it all. I'ma buy it all, I ain't fucking scared. All my niggas know, boys, though, we got that bread. I don't give a fuck, nigga, cause I bust his head. So call the dope man and tell him what I said.
This shit right here make a nigga act bad. Call the dope man, tell him bring me a bag. This shit right here make a nigga act bad. Call the dope man, tell him bring me a bag. This shit right here make a nigga act bad. Call the dope man, tell him bring me a bag. This shit right here make a nigga act bad. Call the dope man, tell him bring me a bag.
I want me a bag, I'ma get me a bag. Even if I had to go to my damn stash, I got that cash, I got that dope. wait till I get my hands on that flow. What's taking so long? You ain't got here yet. Motherfucker, rap, you know a nigga's getting stressed. Bring me my shit, I need yay on my dick. This shit is making me sick, cause this bitch won't let me hit. Over there, playing with a click, stupid ass bitch. Every time I see her, she on some dumb shit. Now that's the type of bitch I hate fooling with. 103 pushing, great big whip. Waiting on the dope man so we can represent.
103 pushing, great big whip. Waiting on the dope man so we can represent.
This shit right here make a nigga act bad. Call the dope man, tell him bring me a bag. This shit right here make a nigga act bad. Call the dope man, tell him bring me a bag. This shit right here make a nigga act bad. Call the dope man, tell him bring me a bag. This shit right here make a nigga act bad. Call the dope man, tell him bring me a bag.
Did you hear what they said? They said that shit right there. Yes, that shit right there. If you have just tuned in, this is the 747 AKAO Real Folk Real Talk Show. I'm your host, 747. Make sure you tell your friends to dial 646-200-0883 and press 1 if you would like to talk to me. It is local, unsigned, and one signed artist for tonight. We're doing a lot of things, and the topic for tonight is, yes, you guessed it, the truth on Valentine's Day, nigga. Yeah, all you ladies and all you men who are sitting up here want to know the truth on Valentine's Day, you're going to hear about it tonight. Yes, you are. Right now, I did just play 103NT. That's one of their tracks that I actually chose. That is not one they chose to give me. Now, I'm letting you know, if you didn't like the sound, hey, that's cool. I like the sound, so I don't care what you're talking about. Right now, I'm going to the lines. I got someone on here. I think his name is Kenny, and he said he's dealing with this group. Let me see what's going on with him. Hold on for 1 minute. And how are you doing, Kenny?
I'm doing good. How about you?
That's good. That's good, man. So how'd the song go for you?
That shit was hot.
You like
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I've been on 103. Yeah, I've been supporting them for a minute. Yeah,
that's good. Well, I'm glad to hear that they have actually fans out there that's supporting enough to call in on this show. Yes, 747, the craziest controversial show that you can be on. I'm glad that we got some guy that's calling in to say that. So, Kenny, tell me something.
Yeah.
With being that you know this group and you're saying you've been supporting this group, is there anything that you would like to shout out to them or anything that you would like to say? Or is there anything about Valentine's Day that's in your heart that you want to express? Because this is the only show that you can say it any kind of way that you want to say it. This is uncensored, unfiltered. You can say motherfucking fuck as many times as you want to so you can get it out your chest, man. Anything you need to say?
I'm just going to say supporting a group. I'm, like, close to them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just I want them to keep doing it. Keep doing it. Make it bigger, son.
Well, I appreciate that, Kenny. I think, man, them guys is out here. I'm finna go to the lines and see if I can find one of these 103 ENTs so I can get to the topic for tonight. We appreciate you, Kenny. Make sure you tell your all friends right about the show, okay?
All right, no problem.
Thanks, man. All right, people. All I got to say is that's 103. They got people calling and checking on them. I'm finna go to one of the number one members that I've out they got this group.
Yo,
what's going on, buddy?
You already know, man.
Hey, man. Look, you got, I don't know your boy, but you had a guy call in saying he been supporting y'all for a while, dude.
I love that, man. I love that. That's what we doing for, man. Better love, my nigga.
Let me ask something. When did the group actually, you know, I'm trying to see, What's the bio? What's the deal on it?
Say that one more time.
What's the deal on the bio? I mean, how did the group get started? And what's your basis? What are y'all trying to really do with your group?
I mean, we friends have been together for a long time, man. And we just been building, and we love to do this. We've been doing this for a while, and we ain't stopping. We do this for fun, but, you know what I mean, why not do what you love to do every day? You know what I mean? You work hard at it. We're trying to take it to the next level.
Well, that's good. Well, we're going to try to make sure that every level you can get to, we're going to get you there today. You're going to learn today how we do it here. We're going to keep that music playing, and I'm enjoying 103. 103 was the first group that actually made sure that they got their music to me, so I know they were dedicated. Hold on the line for a minute, okay, P? I'm going to go to Lucky because I know he's on, and he's one of the 103ers. And see, one, with Lucky, I like Lucky Mine because Lucky, he tells it like it. So I've been enjoying this dude with 103. Hey, what's going on with you, Lucky?
Hey, yeah, this is Lucky, man, a.k.a. Attack, yo. Yo, I appreciate you playing on me.
Okay.
I appreciate the support, yo.
Well, Lucky, no, I appreciate the support. As long as y'all guys doing something, I'm happy for you, and I'm going to put you on as quick as I can and as much as I can. But what I need to ask you, Lucky, being that I know you are with this group and you do have people that's calling in checking on the group, is there anything that you would like to say that about the group that no one really knows, but you would just like to tell about the group?
I want to say, man, we work hard, man. We like, you know what I'm saying, we communicate with each other every day, man. We discuss about this music stuff and all life and all that, man. We really together, man. We a group together, man. We ain't just try to do our own thing. We just ain't just built this. We've been doing this shit for a long time. Even though I've been out the mix for a minute, but you know what I'm saying? When I came back, it was all the same love, man. Like, I just want to let the fans know, the ones that been listening to, and my peoples and my homies and, you know what I'm saying, my big homies and all that, to support us and let's keep this shit going. And I appreciate you putting on the radio station. I know you got some more hits for us, you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
that you're going to bring out there, you know what I'm saying. I did like the one you did, Chuckles, but I know, you know what I'm saying, you're going to track some more, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Let the world know some more about 103 NT, you know what I'm saying. We in the building, you know what I'm saying. Billy Love's the ones that know what I'm talking about. Yo, at the same day, man, I love everybody that's going to support us, man. And, yo, I like your radio station, man. Keep going with this, man. I love this controversy, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't speak their mind. They need to get this out.
Yeah, and I like that you do that, Lucky. I appreciate that, man. That is some of 103 ENT. I'm going to hold out on some of them because I know Lucky tonight, he's going to have some stuff to say. I've got to say this other stuff because y'all know I really like to make problems. I know I'm going to come back to Lucky later on tonight if I can, if he's still on, and see if I can tell what, matter of fact, let him tell what he believes in this Valentine's Day thing. But tonight's topic is the truth on Valentine's Day. Yes, you beautiful girls, you gorgeous ladies. Kissy, poo, and hugs, too. But all I got to say is, if you knew the truth, you wouldn't be going through all of that. Yes, we love you. Yes, every man, men love your women. I am not promoting doing your women wrong. I am not promoting doing your men wrong. I am not promoting anything that has the word wrong affiliated in any kind of way. What I'm trying to do is open your minds to know what you're celebrating and why you're celebrating things, and stop just celebrating for the fun of it because everybody else is celebrating. That's how you get yourself messed up. In the end, when all said and done, if you was a follower, you're going to be whatever the rest of the little suckers that you followed, you're going to deal with what they have to deal with. And that's if you believe in it. But even still, it's just the fact of the matter that the love that you're supposed to give to your significant other is supposed to be given to them from your heart. There's no way. Now, I know you're going to say, I love them. I love her on February 14th. I love her. Or, I love him. I love him. Ooh. No, dummy. You telling on yourself. You're lying. Because if you really did love them, you would have made sure you loved them on January the 27th. I don't know. You would have loved them January the 15th. You would have just loved them for February the 2nd on Groundhog Day. You would have said, baby, you look so good. I love Groundhog Day, but I cry. I love you a little bit more. Yes, you would have said some other stuff. You would have made it a lot more fulfilling to your mate. A lot of times what we do is we ride wagons. We just ride wagons. We ride wagons. Ladies, did you know that Cupid was fucking his mother? Yes. Valentine's Day, let me start from just the Valentine picture. The little boy with the diaper on. Shitty pamper. Yes, his ass. Let me tell you about this little guy. Cupid happened to be a quote unquote fake ass little boy god that was fucking his mama. The story says that his mother, when she first saw her own child, she lusted over her own child, people. Sounds like Valentine's Day started as a form of pedophiling. Yes, I make up words. Pedophiling. Any word I want to make up as I go is going to come out like that. Just deal with it, people. Deal with it. So Mr. Cupid was what we call a baby that was molested by his mother. And he decided once he got old enough, he became a mischievous. Mischievous. Notice the word mischievous. There's no love in that word. Mischievous. What's wild, I don't even think, that's that. You can't even spell love out of that word. Mischievous. That's how Cupid was. Cupid happened to be Nimrod for all you Bible people. Remember Nimrod in the Tower of Babylon when it's supposed that all the languages came about and how bad he was and all these other things? Yes, that's Cupid. No one knew that, but that's Cupid, the man who was fucking his own mother. What's wild is he married his own mother. Yes, he did. They made this pagan, notice the word, pagan holiday. This holiday was made, actually, ladies, this holiday was actually made to trick y'all off, to jump, make y'all number jump off. If you look it up, Google it. I will let you look it up. Find it. Call me back. Let me know so I can tell you the truth. Yes, Valentine's Day is jump off day. Trick that bitch day. Yes, that is exactly what it started. And let me tell you what also went down back in those days. See, now I'm sure a lot of women probably got some on their mind like, nah, that can't be true. That can't be true. Well, I'll tell you what I can do. I can send you to all the links. I can send, because I'm sure everything that you always do, most people, they always just go online and read and hear and do the things that they do. But me, I like to look it up and then tell you about it, but it makes it real. Yes, ladies, Valentine's Day originally is trick-off day for fertility. It was a day that was made for men in one village or two villages or in all the villages to pick all these women, put them in a box, and fuck them unconsciously, busting them to make their names known around the village of fertility, making everyone say, "Ooh, I got kids and my name is carried on." You never knew that. It was made by the wolf god. Did you know that? A wolf god, which means it can't be good. Wolf and the three little pigs, bitch. I mean, really, it can't be nothing good. Matter of fact, Leprechaun, the wolf god, was actually what they used to do. They used to take bloody goat skin and take the skins and wear the skin. The men used to get that and run around all of Rome. Guess this is a Roman Catholic pagan type Christianity type thing that no one knew about. They used to take these old skins of goats that they had blood on, and they used to beat these women with old skin, saying that it makes women fertile. They used to beat them to death with these skins, ladies. Yes, they did. Basically, I'm trying to tell you, Valentine's Day is basically, when you celebrate it, it's almost like you slaves celebrating slavery. Did you know that? But anyway, what used to happen, they used to beat these women and used to make sure that these women were all nasty in any kind of way that they would want them to be, because they put them in a box. They actually put these women in a box to, how can I say, pick who they wanted to beat to death and literally screw them. Cupid, with all this that you don't know about, Cupid, he was actually the son of Venus. You know that? Venus? Ain't that what women say, men and Mars and Venus? Listen to this. He was often a mischievous winged child who had arrows. He pierced the hearts of the victims. He caused them to fall in love. He did a lot of other things just to be mischievous. If you notice, most of all the Cupid pictures is some little naked boys running around with his things out. You ever understood that? That's kind of pedophilish, ain't it? He's the only little angel that everyone looked at naked. Tampa and all. But, yeah, he was wrong. Now, a lot of you ladies don't understand what the beatings were about. The beatings that they were doing to these ladies were to make sure that they had children and sons and daughters and be and multiply. Yes, to multiply, nothing more. The only funny part about this is they picked who they wanted, threw them in this big box. After they done got all tore up nasty, these men getting tore up drunk nasty and everything, then, you know, tricking off basically. Red, it's trick off. Trick off time. I'm finna go get me some of this accident pussy. I'm finna fall in it. Oops, I got in it. Yes, that's what was about to happen. And these ladies knew this. But because of tradition, they would go along with being basically tricks. Trick off, jump off, enjoying what they were calling a great day of fertility. They would put these ladies in a box all together. And the men of the village would actually, and I quote, would actually have these goat skins full of blood, put it on their backs and run around naked to run to this box, find these women and beat them with these skins of goats, blood skins, whatever they had of the meat of the animal that they sacrificed. And they would beat these women with it and throw blood on these women like it was just some for fun. Smack the women just because it was for fun. Nothing but for fun. No love whatsoever was in this day. Just letting you know. No love at all. Any love, ladies and men. None. Make sure you call your girls and let them know that no matter what they believe, Valentine's Day didn't have nothing to do with love. That's just a sugar coat that we've been putting on the market, this little money scheme that they've been doing. Always notice the government will always make a money scheme out of something that is wrong. 9/11, we've had 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 wars, and to this day they are still promoting 9/11. Tells you how much they fucked it up, dang it. I know. But yes, they would beat these women, and these men would run up inside of this big box with these women, and they would just have a rampage of sex fucking, deep dicking, booty holing, all in her throat, swallowing down type sex where these women had no choice. Yes, there was a lot of get this bitch and a lot of you like this dick bitch. Yeah, all that shit was going on and she had no choice. She had to get her ass whooped. She had to take this dick, that dick, any dick, every dick in the village dick inside of her and just guess who the nut daddy is. That's what was going on with these ladies. And I'm sure if they knew that Valentine's Day was still going on being in this way, considering what it truly represents, I'm sure them ladies would be appalled at all you women who are still celebrating the fakest day of love known to man. And yes, I said it, motherfuckers, the worst day, the number one day of tricking. That is exactly what it is, trick day, hope day, put it in that bitch day. And man, if you say it, yes, hoo-hoo, ha-ha, you did it. I'm sure you did, and you're going to do it on the 14th. Shit, you come up to me, how y'all doing, ladies? I'm going to try to find me one of them dumb dummies because I'm trying to tell you, if I couldn't love you or if we couldn't love you a week ago, the 14th is not going to mean nothing. Just to be said. Now, we're not finished with the rest of this story, but because I know I got a lot of people that's going on, I will come on to the line and ask a lot of people how they feel so far on what's going on, the true story of the true word and the true everything truth about Valentine's Day. Remember, this is 747, a.k.a. Old Real Talk. Real Talk Show. I'm your host. Make sure you tell your friends to dial 646-200-0883. Press 1 if you'd like to call and talk to me. And go to www.mediacraze.me and check us out over on Facebook. Check us out also on Craze Radio. Yes, it's fantastic. ENT 103. I'm about to come and play some old music that I was enjoying of this group, because if you haven't heard this group, they got a lot of little stuff that makes you, you know, I don't know, it makes your head jump, it makes your head pop. So I'm gonna give them some. I guess we're gonna have everybody minding their business. Make sure you call in and press 1 if you like to talk and let me know what's on your mind about Valentine's Day, your true feelings. It doesn't have to pertain to nothing that I'm saying. I just want you to let me know how you feel about Valentine's Day. How does it make you feel? Does it make you feel good? Does it make you feel bad? If it makes you feel bad, then tell me that. I'm just trying to make sure that we get all the stuff off our chest and all our breasts and all them titty nips out.
We hold shit down. Look at all these whole niggas. They act like groupies out this motherfucker. Hey yo,
I just be minding my business, chilling with my crew. If you don't fuck with us, then we won't bother you. I just be minding my business. I just be minding my business. I just be minding my business, chilling with my crew. If you don't fuck with us, then we won't bother you. I just be minding my business. I just be minding my business. As long as you don't try no shit, it won't be no conversation. I'm trying to keep my cool, but I'm about to lose my patience. He looking at me foolish, and I'm getting a little angry. Nigga, I'm half gorilla, but I refuse to let you shame it. Instead of staring, get a picture, take a picture, frame it. Nigga, fuck around with me, I kill you, who gon' blame it? Now I gotta call my niggas, some triggers, they gon' bring it. We in the motherfucking parking lot, just hangin'. They keep on looking at me, but I'ma fucking rearrange them. I don't know what's on they fucking mind, but I'm finna change them. Now I'm trying to chill, but if I feel my life's in danger, best believe I'ma pull this pistol out and go on and bang it. I don't know what's wrong with these niggas, they look and say they look like strangers. This might be the motherfucking West Side Strangler. I refuse to be a sucker, cause I'm not soft. You run up on it if you want to get your head tossed. I just be minding my business, chilling with my crew.
Ain't no friends,
if you don't fuck with us, then we won't bother you. I just be minding my business. I just be minding my business. I just be minding my business, chilling with my crew. If you don't fuck with us, then we won't bother you. I just be minding my business. I just be minding my business.
Give me a fucking cup, two shots of gin, a couple beers. Now what's happening? Yeah, I see you over there with a smiling grin. Look like you dolo. Do you need a friend? Yeah, I'm with my boys, but they straight thugs. We passing out hugs, we passing out slugs. I got a girl, but you can be my mistress. Stay by myself, minding my business. That's the realest shit that I ever told. Who say they want double? Bitch, I break the mold. Shut shit down, yeah, case closed. Got something for you pussy nigga, call them bold. That 12 gauge, unlock and load. Cause I kill you, bitch, let the truth be told. Don't fuck with me, cause I'm a beast. I do this shit for fun, I do it for the streets.
I just be minding my business, chilling with my crew. If you don't fuck with us, then we won't bother you. I just be minding my business. I just be minding my business. I just be minding my business, chilling with my crew. If you don't fuck with us, then we won't bother you. I just be minding my business. I just be minding my business.
Minding my business, leave me by my lonesome. Chilling with the crew, getting high off where we want it. Dog, the Dre, P and V, sitting up high up in the coma. We the best in the world, I put it on my mama. Don't approach me unless you talk a whole lot of money. Bullshit, we don't want to push the nigga to the furnace. Fuck him, leave him dead, the chopper, knock him out his shoes. Got his mama and his daddy, watch the channel, Lab New. Probably get a drop in 103 to the top. Dollars on the table, still letting the fucking sliders pop. Mind your business if you don't want your top to pop. Pussy on First Street, fuck talking to the cops. You know you talking to the cops. Brandon snitching on my niggas. Why you think my pockets are low? Missing a couple of figures. Let me talk to my niggas. Let them shovels get to digging. Once the shovels get to digging, watch them bodies take a miss.
I just be minding my business, chilling with my crew. If you don't fuck with us, then we won't bother you. I just be
minding my business. I just be minding my business. I just be minding my business. Chilling with my cool. If you don't fuck with us, then we won't bother you. I just be minding my
minding my business, chilling with my crew. You don't fuck with us, and I don't fuck with you. I just be minding my I'm sorry, y'all. Look, they had me minding my own business. Hey, look, if you're just tuning in, this is the 747 AKA O Show, and make sure you tell your friends to dial 646-200-0883. Press 1 if you like to talk to me, because we get down. That was 103. ENT, minding my business. Yes, they be minding their business, doing it their own way. Make sure that you're one of those type people that's doing it your own way. Now, tonight, we are. If you just tuned in, we're just letting you know we've been telling you about the truth about Valentine's Day. We've been going around. We've started about how Cupid was fucking his mama, and his mama loved fucking a little baby boy with the pamper on and the damn arrows. So this bitch decided she going to marry her own damn little bit-ass dick son and marry him until he grow the fuck up. This little dumb bitch decides he going to grow up and still be in love with his old pussy-ass mama. So they fucking, they decide they going to make mischievous things go on, and these dumb bitches start basically putting curses and shit on motherfuckers. So all these motherfuckers decide they going to be a god and put goat skin on their backs and shit and sacrificing things. I mean, they did a lot of other stuff. I'm trying to summarize all this shit because you should have been here at motherfucking 7 o'clock so I ain't had to go through all this. But anyway, we done summed it all the way to the point where they used to get their asses whooped. I mean, like, real ass whooping, like during Tina Turner, Ike beat that bitch ass type whipping. Yes, them girls was getting ass whooped by goat skin, goat neck, goat head. Shoot, some of the bitches probably getting goat hoofs on the back of their necks just to keep them bitches straight. Yes. Ass whooping, just for pussy. That was Valentine's Day. Tricking off on a bitch all the way through. And yes, I say bitch, not to refer in a bad way. It's just like saying kunta or monkey nut or anything. It's just a word that just happens to come out of my mouth a whole lot easier, and it's one syllable. So it's real simple. Just remember that. And if you ever call anyone nigga, you can be called a bitch. Because we learned after 400 years that no matter what we didn't want to be called, we still ended up being called nigga and calling each other nigga. So, bitch, too. That's all I got to say. Just get used to it. But anyway, a lot of times we don't pay attention to really what's going on in life. Now, the Christianity world of the Roman Catholic, they added to this. So just because you're not into Roman Catholic and things, that did not mean that the Christianity world didn't add a little bit with the Roman Catholic, and they blended to make this happen. See, actually, the Roman, the true story of Saint Valentine, now remember, Saint Valentine, that's where they came with the other half. It was the Roman Emperor Claudius the Second. He imposed a ban on marriages because too many young men were dodging the draft by getting married. Only single men had to enter the army. See, no one knew that. The men was marrying women, fucking with women, and doing other things just so they didn't have to go into the army way back then. So, a Christian priest named Valentinus, he was caught performing secret marriages, and then he was sentenced to death. Yes. For doing secret marriages, this priest was sentenced to death. While he was awaiting execution, young lovers visited him with notes about how much better love is than war. So that means people were sending him notes and letters and things just to tell him how they loved being in love and how great it is. But no one ever understood what he was really doing. He was going against the religion of what it's supposed to have actually been. He was making it into something else. So that takes us to the Valentine's Day card. The Valentine's Day card comes from St. Valentine's era. What was happening was, this when the Romans, they played a little bit on to it. They added a little romantic type thing. They added Liberty, drew the names of young women from a box. This is the god we call Cupid. When they put them in the box, they just they picked the names out of the box on who they was going to be fighting, to make a long story short. Now, what was happening, Valentine, we're going back, with St. Valentine's, he was actually in love with his jailer's daughter. Death. Because he was sentenced, remember, he was being sentenced to death. While he's inside of here, he's in love and fell in love with the jailer's daughter. Did you know that? This is the priest now. Now, remember, priests don't go to be in love with nothing. And then that's from there, that's when he started sending the notes signed to her. He would send notes to her. He would get a message sent to her. And the message would, like, at the end, it would say, from your Valentine. That's where you get the Valentine cards and the Valentine's Day thing. He would say, from your Valentine. First of all, he definitely did not supposed to be messing with the daughter of the jailer. That's just already wrong. That's like you trying to get you a record deal and you're messing with your producer's daughter. You don't do that. You get that record deal. She will be okay, and you will be all right. You can buy two of the darn producer's daughter if you do it right. Just letting you know. So with all that going on, Valentine's Day was declared on the 14th of February because of St. Valentine and his execution and his loyalty. So you didn't know that. His loyalty to the Cupid, to the god, Lupercal. Yes, that's what he did. He was doing other things under his jurisdiction, basically. He was a priest, all right. He was cricket priest, and he was deacon. You know how that goes. So that one was going on with him. So this allowed the Christianity part to take over some of the celebrations of love and fertility, which had previously occurred in the context of the paganism. See, that's where it all comes from, this pagan thing. We added a little bit of this, we added a little bit of that, then the government added a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and boom. Now we got a holiday. They selling everything all day on the market all day. But, hey, that's what's going on. So the saints, they would come and go into this little box of lovers. That's what they call it, the lottery of lovers. They only would get saints, though. They changed the game. They made Valentine's Day no longer one of those beat your women days. Now they said, oh, we just going to mess with them, and we'll just call them by their names. They have to be saints, and we'll just mess with them. You didn't know that. But with all this being said, I guess it would be nice to go to some of these new groups and listen to what they may have to say while I'm going online checking to see what these other people have to say on their views on Valentine's Day. So if you're just tuning in, make sure you tell your friends to dial 646-200-0883. Press 1 if you'd like to talk to me, and www.mediacraze.me to get in touch with. Hey, we're going to be coming back to 103. I got another song of theirs. But right now, I'm going to find some Kuta Bang because I'm enjoying this new era. And with Kuta Bang, he's got this new song that, matter of fact, this is a song he said that he had out for a minute, and I liked it. But it's one of our shout-outs to Carolina songs. Matter of fact, he shot it out to his own city. Yes. If you haven't heard it, here it comes. It's called Vance County. If you're from Hindu, Hennyville, Henderson, rip, get your hands up. This is Vance County's anthem.
All niggas know I get this shit.
DJ motherfucking A-Rap.
DJ OTG.
Yo, it's a DJ Fowl, DJ Beans exclusive 252 radio shit. Let's get it.
What up, this Red Cafe. Now I'm gonna shout out the whole Coast to Coast mixtape DJs. The hottest DJ coalition in the game.
Where you from?
What else?
Who you love?
From the oh, shit.
DJ OTG.
County where they still push crack, and it's punk police to shoot you right in the back. Yeah, my niggas jack, so they might bust
ain't never left. They said we marked for death. Somehow I made it out. The drug raids and shootouts. See, I done lived it all. Feeling above the law. I'm Henderson, nigga. Just thought I'd remind y'all.
Where you from, man? Who you love, man? I'm the hood.
Represent John Summer through window, and fall. Hoes cling to my ball. Body represent a Sean Summer through window.
Nature boy.
Spring and fall. Hoes cling to my ball.
Yeah.
I'm a body represent a Sean Summer
stand
through
the fuck
window,
up,
window,
man.
And fall. Hoes cling to my ball.
We
ball.
Here,
body
man.
Represent a Sean Summer through window.
Leviticus
spring
black.
And fall. Hoes cling to my ball.
This is for my Uncle Brown living in the rumor house. I swear to God, when I make it, I'ma hold you down. South side on the rise, I'ma hold you down. For 1 second, can you please put your guns down? In the car, can you please turn your system up? If you in the wall, please if it drifts up. Around here, we push weight like push-ups. I love cake like a country girl's big butt. Bruh, I'm moving fast in slow motion. This album got my whole damn wrist frozen. Play me, you bust your whole head wide open. This dumper got my whole head wide open. My chauffeur got the sunroof wide open. What? Low first got your girl scoping. Later on, got both legs wide open. Right now's my time, I'm the one chosen.
Body represent a Sean Summer through window, and fall. Hoes cling to my ball. Body represent a Sean Summer through window. Spring and fall. Hoes cling to my ball.
Body represent a Sean Summer through window,
and fall. Hoes cling to my ball. Body represent a Sean Summer through window. Spring and fall. Hoes cling to my ball.
I hustled on these streets a long time. I done sold everything on these streets, they white, green, and brown. I was broke walking downtown. Riding on the bus, broke as hell, trying to make my rounds. The Freaky Five came and hold me down. Put me on my feet like a G's bowl to hold me down. Now I'm popping bottles, ladies on my top now. Now it's full throttle, dropping in my car now. I'm grinding hard like I'm Big Prime. Do it for myself, ain't I here trying to get signed. I'm saying, bro, watch me get mine. I do everything myself, I earn every dime. Look at your watch, yeah, it's my time. It's time for your ass to sit down like a small child. I'm not cocky, my confidence is cloud nine. I'm like Rocky, I get up when I fall down.
Body represent a Sean Summer through window, and fall. Hoes cling to my ball. Body represent a Sean Summer through window. Spring and fall, hoes cling to my balls. I'm a body represent a Sean Summer through window, and fall. Hoes cling to my ball. Body represent a Sean Summer through window. Spring and fall, hoes cling to my balls.
Step into the club with my white tee. No damn designs on my white tee. No drinks of fine, I'm drinking iced tea.
Yeah.
Sight, two double shots of the Hennessy. They go bloody low, sweat is red tea.
Woo.
I don't bring blood, but I rep the three.
Yeah.
Shots to your guts if you wanna be.
Woo.
Shots to patrol for my nigga D.
Woo.
Fuck the police, they can't stop a G. I'm a real thug, don't put your hands on me.
Yeah.
Big booty bitches, put your ass on me. Everybody bounce to the damn beat.
Yeah.
I got a phone call right now, man. I'm gonna take this call right now. Hold up.
rappers.
Yo, I got you on the album right now, recording you right now. Just give us a shout out right there, Leviticus Black in the field. You feel me?
Oh, I got you. Yeah. What up? My side here, my little man, Mini Charlie. So what up?
What up, baby boy?
So yeah, man. Since you were stop recording, I want to talk some.
Yeah, yeah. If you just tuned in, you just heard. Matter of fact, let me start from the beginning. You just heard Kuda Bang and the Vance County Anthem. Unless you haven't heard it, yes, it's out there. This is the 747, a.k.a. O Show. Real talk, baby. Real talk. We get down. The topic tonight is about Valentine's Day and the truth thereof within this shit. Yes, we get down. And, and don't forget Leviticus Black with that Raleigh rapper. Yes, we got a lot of new music that's coming out and a lot of new guys that's going on. So I have to go to my boss. My boss is called in. She actually enjoying some of this music. Let me go to her and find her real quick. How you doing, boss lady?
Hey, y'all. What's going on?
Hey, you sound good.
Okay.
What's going on with Chris
Love? Oh, my God. Not so much. Hey, y'all. It's Crispy Love. You know how we do. This music is good. Like, I'm going to be honest. Like, I didn't know what to expect, you know what I'm saying? Because local artists don't have their stuff together. But these songs, I'm like, what? Y'all local, y'all need to be doing a little bit more than that. But that Kuda Bang, Vance County, like, I ain't even from Vance County, but I'm a rep Vance County every time I hear that song because it was hot. I like
Look at you. Man, I tell y'all what, you know I'm doing good things when the boss been called in and got smiles on her face.
Yes, I love it. So, look, I'm like on Facebook, I'm finding these people or whatever, but to all of these artists that you're playing tonight, Kuda Bang, Leviticus, 103, ENT, like everybody that you're playing tonight, make sure they give you their social media. You know, stuff, their Twitter name, Facebook, and all that, because we're going to promote them as much as we can because this is good music, okay? So we're going to promote them. We're going to put them on the website and all of that stuff. We're going to be, like, one of their biggest supporters. So make sure you get all that information. Or if they are listening or their fans, friends, family are listening, have them, make sure they call up and give us this information because we need that.
Did y'all hear my boss voice? She sounds like a boss, don't she?
I'm trying. Well, but, yeah, I love it, though.
But tell me this, Miss Christy Love, NC.
Yeah.
How do you feel about tonight's topic on this Valentine's Day thing? Not saying
that it's... Oh, my God.
Just about Valentine's Day.
Hallmark. FTD, 1-800, Flowers, all of them about to call you and shut your shit down right now. I'm listening to you talk and tell about, you know, the real meaning of Valentine's Day and how it came about and everything. And I'm like, oh, my God, I don't even want shit on Thursday. Like, don't give me nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want no card, no balloons, no candy, no nothing after hearing this. I'm mad.
Right. They supposed to be giving you your love before all of this. They supposed to be
right, every day, all
day. Groundhog Day. That's when they supposed to talk to you and say, I love you, girl. You see them groundhog, that means it's going to be snowing. We can sit up in this house. That's what they supposed to have been doing.
You say Groundhog Day? For real?
Yeah. Now, why wouldn't he love you on Groundhog Day?
What? So if the groundhog see his shadow,
what's
that, 6 more weeks, 11?
Don't tell me. The groundhog, he going back in the house, so that means y'all need to go back in the house.
Wow.
But, yeah, I'm glad that you called in, Miss Christy Love NC, because without you, this show is nothing. Yes, people, Christy Love NC, she's my dog. She makes things happen for me. So a lot of times when I be trying to get things done, I have to call her because, you know, I'm a new guy. the new guys do new things, and you got to have one of them old women. She's not old now, don't get me wrong.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. Back it up. Run the tape back.
I might have been in the game. That's what I'm talking about. Don't get all offended. I didn't think it, girl.
Yeah.
You know,
28, yeah.
Yeah, she still got her 18 grips of people. Yes, she does.
Hey, so, man.
I'm glad that you called in and everything. I'm finna get
back. I'm not gonna hold your line up and let you get back to your Valentine's Day story and this big local 919 music. But shout out to all the artists you're playing tonight, and a special shout out to Immeasurable. Like those girls, oh my God.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to play them on Sundays.
Yes, I got it. So you know you can play it. I've got
okay.
it. I have to call and talk to them, and they actually said it is okay for us to play this song because it's actually out now. So if they can't get it until what, March the 1st, right?
March, yeah. I can't remember the date, but it was March.
Because it's my sister's birthday. They actually did it that day. Yes, I want to make sure that I remember that day. So, make sure everybody get at Immeasurable. If you're looking for Leviticus Black, make sure you check them on Twitter, Leviticus Black. That's
okay.
Same thing. If you're looking for them on Facebook, Cooter Bang. I mean, it's just the numbers. Now, 103ENT, I'm still getting some of their things. But if you need to get to 103ENT, tune into this show, and we will tell you, let them tell you how to get in touch with. All right, people?
There it is.
Miss Christy.
Thank you. You're doing good tonight.
All right. That is my boss. She is gorgeous. I am so happy that she even showed up. I've been trying to see if I can get some of these Leviticus and all of them to show up, but they haven't got in just yet. But I do have more songs. I still got another one by 103. I got some more by Cooter Bang. And I still have some of Leviticus Black. So, being that Cooter Bang is my second segment right now, we're going to go to a Cooter Bang song. We just went to his Vance County. But I'm a hip-hop lover. I like hip-hop. And he decided that he was going to give me one that's about hip-hop. So I got to hear this. I'm going to listen to hip-hop, and then I'm going to come back. We're going to come back and see if we can get some views on Valentine's Day and talk to a lot of people, see what's going on with their minds while we're doing all this music tonight. Keep it going. Don't forget to tell your friends, 646-200-0883, and press 1 if you'd like to talk to me. Yes, this is www.mediacraze.com. .me. And we get down, baby. You better make sure you got your drawers up, because if you don't, it's going to get weird.
Yeah. Remember back in the day, man. Just be outside, man, under the park light, man. Kicking freestyles, going at each other, niggas battling. We all in schools in the hallways battling. Niggas beatboxing, breakdancing, and all that. You know me, man. I love hip-hop, man. It blows through my body. I love hip-hop. It blows through my body. Body, body, body. I love hip-hop. It blows through my body. Body, body, body. It goes hip-hop. Set out in the park. The park. We used to do it up after dark. Hip-hop, hip-hop. Set out in the park. The park. We used to do it up after dark. Out of your favorite five, I'm hotter than your top six. Flyer than a pilot in a cockpit. I drop hits, watch this. Mach 6 is my speed as I'm taking off. A major boss, the reason why your girl keeps telling you get lost. They say that life's a bitch, however she keeps on hemming me. But we keep it light, she's a Facebook friend. And leave her eye to the sky with my visuals on my enemies. On my toes like a centipede, niggas will leave you Kennedy. Think it's sweet, this shit gets sour like some lemon seeds. Febreze to wrap it all in your face and fuck with your symmetry. My mind capacity mentally over exceeds infinity. Constantly thinking of ways to move mountains, literally. From North Carolina, you know the state next to Tennessee. A virus with no remedy, no provisions to limit me. Physically, I use photosynthesis to gain my energy. I love hip hop, it flows through my body, 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 body. I love hip hop, it flows through my body, 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 body. It goes hip hop, set out in the park, we used to do it up after dark. Hip hop, set out in the park, we used to do it up after dark. I
love hip hop. Hip hop loves me. Sometimes we have a threesome, freaking with R and D. Birds of the same feather, always flock together. Catch me in the studio, I'm on the instrumental, crafting the antidote. This is the art of rhyming. I got the gift, so don't hate me. Let's be open minded. Why you so egotistic? Rapping, nobody listen. I live the music like a funky drug you junkies using. I see you OD'ing. It's time for deep thoughts. You loony rappers, put the monkey wrench in hip hop. I see you OD'ing. It's time for detox. You loony rappers put the monkey wrench in hip hop. I love hip hop. It flows through my body, 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 body. I love hip hop. It flows through my body, 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 body. It goes hip hop. Set out in the park, the park. We used to do it up after dark. Hip hop, hip hop. Set out in the park, the park. We used to do it up after dark. Hip hop.
Yeah. Yeah, it's your boy B.I. Crooked Letter, man. I'm back. The kid Ben, for sure. Hey, let me ask you a question, man. Do you want to live or do you want to die? Make a choice. You gon' live or die for the things you do. And you gon' ride or die and keep it real with your crew. So live or die for the money and your family too. So live or die for the things that's important in you. So you do whatever it takes to maintain your life. And mistakes you made, make sure you don't make them twice. So live or die. And if your mind ain't made up, get right. So live or die to have all the finer things that's nice.
If you a grown ass man, you better live by this motto. Family comes first, friends, yeah, they come tomorrow. Do what you gotta do and keep it real with your crew. This is a one time chance, so I gotta stay true. I'ma stack my paper and get money all day. Don't spend it on bullshit, I ain't throwing that away. Homie, if I die for what I stood for, bro, I stood tall. With my head held high, yelling, fuck them, kill them all. If I had another chance, I would change shit. Do it twice, with no regrets, I wouldn't switch. Proud of my achievements, yeah, I'm hood rich. Ride or die for my squad, 103, bitch.
You gon' live or die for the things you do. And you gon' ride or die and keep it real with your crew. So live or die for the money and your family too. So live or die for the things that's important in you. So you do whatever it takes to maintain your life. And mistakes you made, make sure you don't make them twice. So live or die. And if your mind ain't made up, get right. So live or die to have all the finer things that's nice.
Live or die for the things you do. Take care of your family and keep it real with your crew. Try for success, I wanna see my little shorties in the best. I don't care how I gotta get it, I'ma have that. I don't give a fuck, get out there and make moves. Gotta hold it down, make it through what it do. Fuck around with me, you get shook too. But you know I like to get rich, spread them down and slip them real quick. You know the quick flip, get money, slip this, keep it in the business. That's what it's a shop is. So fuck this. Niggas and fuck these haters, we keep it moving. The tax papers get too late.
You gon' live or die for the things you do. And you gon' ride or die and keep it real with your crew. So live or die for the money and your family too. So live or die for the things that's important in you. So you do whatever it takes to maintain your life. And mistakes you made, make sure you don't make them twice. So live or die. And if your mind ain't made up, get right. So live or die to have all the finer things that's nice.
I'ma live my life, but I'ma die someday. And they say to bless it up with so much gunplay. Take care of family and friends, fuck what y'all say. Gotta get it how you live, and there's no other way. Haters on my shit, they just clocking my shine. I sit back, bought some beers just to pass my time. Label me a quiet nigga, but I stay on my grind. Even if you had 10 chains on, you still wouldn't shine. Now, back to the music, I never will abuse it. Life is a game, dog. Win, lose, you choose it. So please don't confuse it. That shit is in my past life. Before you run up on 103, better take it twice.
Live or die for the things you do. And you gon' ride or die and keep it real with your crew. So live or die for the money and your family too. So live or die for the things that's important in you. So you do whatever it takes to maintain your life. And mistakes you made, make sure you don't make them twice. So live or die. And if your mind ain't made up, get right. So live or die to have all the finer things that's nice.
I'm just sitting back and chilling and enjoying the of you and telling you everything you supposed to do. I'm a hustler situation that you overdue. Better leave, I spit them blows or I'm speaking the truth. My outside out house already a stoop. My inside house homie already the move. It's about living that money smoke, give me your boo. Put that thing up when I'm robbing like Luke, you raising the roof. They say money ain't a thing with a connection of truth. And stay strapped at all times and be ready to shoot. On board, just get it right, cause I'ma do what I do. Keep it gonna fuck with my friends and live or die for my crew.
Is you gonna live or die for the things you do? Is you gonna ride or die and keep it real with your crew? So live or die for the money and your family too. So live or die for the things that's important to you. So you do whatever it takes to maintain your life. And mistakes you made, make sure you don't make them twice. So live or die. And if your mind ain't made up, get right. So live or die. To have all the finer things that's nice.
I'ma die for what I believe in. And it seems to be the season for bleeding. So fuck up and death, you will know the meaning. Cause teen and scheming, no way to bring that green in. Before I die, I'ma ride on my enemy. And when I die, pour out a little Hennessy. And this life was never really meant for me. So I live every day to the fullest. And if it's a blunt in rotation, damn right, I'm a bullet. And if I make a mistake, it'll be okay. I just live like I'ma die today. And we gon' ride tonight. So I might get tired.
You might live or die for the things you do. And you gon' ride or die and keep it real with your crew. So live or die for the money and your family too. So live or die for the things that's important to you. So you do whatever it takes to maintain your life. And mistakes you made, make sure you don't make them twice. So live or die. And if your mind ain't made up, get right. So live or die. Have all the finer things that's nice.
Did you hear them boys in debt with that lead guitar? Yes, this is the 747, a.k.a. Real Talk Show. I'm your host, 747. Make sure you tell all your friends to dial 646-200-0883 and press 1. Press 1 if you would like to talk to me. Now, right now, I got Kuda Bane that's been coming on and everything. I'm finna come to see. I think I got him on the line. I've been talking to ENT earlier today. That was one of 103 ENTs. That's the live or die. If you're looking for these guys, make sure that you get in touch with me. Come to this show. Ask me. Press 1 so you can find these boys because they doing these men. Let me say it right. These are men because the little boys is at the house not trying to do nothing. So let me see if I can find Kuda Bane. Hold on for 1 minute, everyone. Hello?
Yeah.
Who is this?
This Bang, my nigga, was goody.
What's up, Kuda Bang? How you doing, man?
What? Man, you already know. You know I'm preparing for a show right now, man, at Flashbacks. I'm on the way out there to go perform in a few minutes. You know I'm still on my grind. Same shit.
Hey, man, you doing big things all night, huh?
All night. You feel me? All day, all night, you know?
Well, Kuda Bang, I am so glad that you did get your music and everything to me because y'all don't understand, this guy does a lot of things. So if you don't catch him on one of those open baby moments, like when he's taking a shit, you don't get in touch with Kuda Bang. I had to find this guy to make sure that I got him on here to speak. So Kuda Bang, can you tell us the basics? What got you to doing what you're doing with this music thing?
I mean, basically, you know, with me, you know, I think I was born, you know what I'm saying? I was born into this. You know, man, you go back, man. I was writing raps on the church envelopes when I was like 6 years old, you know what I'm saying? So this is just something that's been in me, man. We all talented, you know, my cousins, everybody in my family sing. It's just, you know, it's always been in me, man. But I really started doing this thing, man, because ain't no real raps, ain't no real artists out here, man. So I'm bringing real rap back to the forefront. That's all I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad that you're doing it because we got a lot of things that's going on nowadays, and we need guys like yourself that's actually still trying to do other things than just sitting out there doing nothing. But, Kuda Bang, I'm trying to let you know early, I played your Vance County Anthem, man.
How they feeling? They feeling it?
Man, it's so good. My boss and called online and talking about some, who is that? Is that Kuda Bang? How that sound?
Oh,
I like
yeah.
it. Yeah, she'd have been on there. She'd have talked on, man. You missed out, I bet. But I'm glad
that
you showed
up. Damn, yeah, I just called in, man.
Yeah, I saw you. I said, man, let me find this dude. Because I was trying to get in touch with you to let you know that your music was being heard and you was getting good reviews. We had a earlier group called 103ENT. They got some hot stuff that's going on. I had a guy that was looking for him. It's JD. I can't find him right now. I think he disappeared for a minute. But JD was letting 103ENT know that y'all got some hot stuff, too. So I'm letting everybody know that I don't play nothing but hot stuff, man. You already know how I go.
That's what's up, man. I will say, too, man, check for the mixtape, the inauguration of Kuda Bang, man, dropping in April. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, you got to make sure you do that. And do you have a Twitter account?
Yes, Kuda Bang 258. You know what I'm saying? Check me out on the Twitter. You can go to Facebook and check me out, Kuda Bang Bang. Or you can damn just Google me, Kuda Bang 258. And there
hey,
you
y'all.
Go.
And he's telling the truth because that's how I had to find him. I had to Google. If you Google Kuda Bang, there's an explosion. You're going to have to go through about 82 pages. So make sure if you haven't heard of Kuda Bang and if you haven't heard of 103NT or Leviticus Black Immeasurable, these groups is out there. You need to hear them. Now, Kuda Bang, right now, I've already played your hip-hop because you already know how they go with me. I played your Vance County already. But what I'm about to do, I'm about to go on and play this Bittersweet.
Oh, that's that jam. That's that shit right there. That's that single. That's that single we had for like 2 years. It's still been pumping for 2 years now. So that's that joint.
I'm glad to hear that, Kuda Bang. And once again, that is Kuda Bang, people. If you haven't found out about him, this is the one time that you're going to get to hear it for free and uncensored. You won't have to worry about all them beeps and boops. You're going to hear every word he got to say. And I love you, man. We appreciate you coming to the show. But like I said, you got to make it bittersweet, bruh. And here it goes. Kuda Bang,
yes,
people.
Sir. All right.
All right, all right, all right. You're going to learn today.
258.
Yes. Am I fucking with the commission? Bitch, is a pig pussy poke? Right now, you rocking with the commission.
Soaking up my problems, put it in a swish of sweet. A full-time hustler, I grind when you sleep. That's why these haters always talking about me. My life's so bitter, my life's so sweet. I'm soaking up my problems, put it in a swish of sweet. A full-time hustler, I grind when you sleep. That's why these haters always talk about me.
Why your niggas pay the cost? I was born to be a boss. If you listen real close, you can hear it when I talk. I get a game leverage. Look at where I'm standing. Top of the totem pole and they ain't planning on landing. Ain't nicking you with the cannon. I'm taking a whole chunk off. Lord, please forgive me. These cowards, they got me pissed off. Rappers are rising your dick, cause nobody else will. You can't be serious, or maybe you are. He's in the world of make-believe. Now he believe he a star. Pass me a book for some guard. I'ma show you a gangster. The rap addict, I'm back at it. I done had it. Up to here with you rap niggas, you so faggot. I'm a major pain, you dudes is so maggot. The game watered down like pussy and wet panties. The pastor told me to go ahead and do damage, but I'ma keep it moderate, banged up.
My life's so bitter, my life's so sweet. I'm soaking up my problems, put it in a swish of sweet. A full-time hustler, I grind when you sleep. That's why these haters always talking about
right
me. My life's so bitter. My life's so sweet. I'm soaking up my problems, put it in a swish of sweet. A full-time hustler, I grind when you sleep. That's why these haters always talk about me.
Listen,
I'm on the grind like wisdom teeth on an overbite. Show you right with a plan to get a million overnight. 25 hours a day, 8 days a week, and insomniac, so it's guaranteed that I ain't sleep. This piff I'm puffin' ain't cheap, they say the truth stuntin'.
cause I be blowing on that loud, no mute button. Now that I'm getting heavy spins in different time zones, the only place that I don't get to visit much is my home. I'm so high, I just entered the no-fly zone, smelling like a pound of them things that produce pine cones. I get money and spit flows with my eyes closed. If you ain't no truth rocks, limestone, Dos Cinco Ocho, homie, you know the logo. That Facebook friend your girl keep tagging in her photos. If you ain't recognize my voice, I bet your hoe knows. She be up and down on my stick.
My life
logo.
So bitter, my life so sweet. I'm soaking up my problems, put it in a swisher sweet. A full-time hustler, I grind when you sleep. That's why these haters always talking about
Bobby,
me.
Bobby,
my life so bitter, my life so sweet. I'm soaking up my problems, put it in a swisher sweet. A full-time hustler, I grind when you sleep. That's why these haters always talk about me.
My life's so bitter, life so sweet. Y'all like that shit? That shit hot, man. It got me sitting up here with a bittersweet grin on my face, motherfucker. I tell you. Hey, but look, this is 747, a.k.a. O Real Talk Show. I'm your host. Tonight's been about Valentine's Day and the truth in Valentine's Day. Yes, it's been a lot of stuff that went down and a lot of problems that women did not know about Valentine's Day that they're celebrating. And basically what we said was, if you're a woman celebrating Valentine's Day, it's just like a person that's black, a slave, celebrating slavery, literally. Valentine's Day was just a trick-off day to mess with, to beat women, treat women like dirt, to bust in these ladies, just bust whatever nuts, all your friends' nuts at one time inside of her for fertility to get your male name across. So, ladies, make sure you know what you're doing when you be asking for all these little box cannons and shit, when actually they used to put you in boxes and you get your ass whooped. Right now, I'm going to JD because I couldn't find him. He took a missing, you know how they got off. So I had to find JD. Hey, JD.
Yo, I'm still here, big dog.
You still there? Hey, man, what was you about to say about that group 103?
Hey, yeah, that 103, I've been pumping that 103 for a good year or two, man. Shout out to my boy DJ Dog and my boy P. Jill.
For real? That is what
I'm
talking about.
I fuck with them a long way back in the day, my nigga.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, man. I am glad that they got these folks calling in, doing other things, and they got supporters, great friends.
Them niggas need to keep doing what they're doing and get that shit lifted off the ground, big dog. We support them 100% out here and hand it to my nigga.
Already. Damn.
Well, that's the whole plan, man. That's the reason for this show that I'm doing. I'm trying to do this show to get all these artists out there that need to be heard, because I know there's some hot stuff out there, but they're not being heard. So that's what this show is about. This
hey, you're doing the right thing, my nigga.
Hey, and I appreciate it, JD. Hey, you keep it up, man.
Hey, well, shout out to 103 and TDJ Dog, PJ, my boy Big Duan, and all them fellas. Hold it down now.
And that is what I'm talking about. When you got friends that's going to call in and come off the line and call back in and come off the line and call back in to get in so they can say their piece about this group, that's what you need to do, people. Make sure you that you're showing this love to these new groups that's coming out that you haven't heard. And the reason you haven't heard is because you've been sitting at your desk doing nothing. These folks is doing big things. I mean, Kuda Bang is still out right now doing one. He's doing this show, and he's doing another show at Flashbacks tonight. So make sure you're getting out. And everybody that know 103 ENT, that is the first group that has ever did debuts on my show. So I am glad that they are around to let and have all their supporters out to let me know what's going on with the show. So I appreciate everybody that's in there. I see you, Fayetteville people. I love y'all, too. I see everything that's going on in here. So just in case you think I don't see you, I see you, people. Let me see. I'm going to go to some of this Leviticus Black because no one has heard Leviticus Black in a minute. And he has his Carolina shout-out, too. We done heard Kuda Bang's Vance County. We done heard Gangsta Gang's last week from ENT. So now we finna go to Leviticus Black and Carolina, his representation of the anthem of NC. Remember, make sure you tell your friends to dial 646-200-0883 and press 1 to talk to me. Remember, you have to press 1 to talk to me. Don't be scared. It's all in fun, people. Like I said, Leviticus Black, Carolina. I got a lot of stuff that was going on tonight. We were talking about the truth and Valentine's Day, that it was a day where women used to take this dick, that dick, every dick, any dick, little dick, big dick, any dick inside of them and just take it like it was a cup of juice and just savor it was inside themselves after they got their asses whooped from goat skin that somebody sacrificed with blood and shit on them. And they put these little women in the box and they just fucked them to death. Yes, that is the truth about Valentine's Day. And St. Valentine's added a little bit more to it when he became basically a wrong type of a priest doing wrong. He was trying to mess with the jailer's daughter when he was already sentenced, and that's where you got the little letters. He was sending her letters saying, "From your Valentine," which was his name, Valentinus. So if you do not know none of this stuff, Google it. If you think I'm lying, remember, this is still real talk show, and I go when that keeps it real. So if you do not believe me, go online and Google the shocking truth of St. Valentine's Day. You don't have to believe what I say. Just go and Google it. I know that's what you do everywhere else. Just do that, and you tell me what's going on with you. Remember, you have to press 1 if you want to talk to me and let me know what's on your mind. I need some people to let me know how they really feel about Valentine's Day, even though I have told them the truth in Valentine's Day. We're not knocking what you believe. We're just telling you the truth so that you'll so you won't be clueless to what you're going through and what you're doing in life. I just want to make sure that we're telling you the truth. We don't want you to be them parents that tell your kids to tell the truth, to tell the truth. But for years you've been telling about Santa Claus, Easter bunnies and things, and tooth fairies, and then that's just confused. That's basically what I'm trying to tell you. It's confused. So I don't want to confuse other you women. I don't want you to be thinking that your man loves you because you know your man ain't shit. You know he ain't doing nothing for you, and you already know the reason. Guys, I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't scared to tell the truth on us on how we do because you ain't no pimp if you can't be told on and fixed. So without further ado, I would like to say all you dumb ladies who don't know that that ring that you got for Valentine's Day is because he even fucked somewhere else, I'll let you know that, just in case you was guessing that he wanted to marry you. No, bitch, he just wanted to put that ring on your finger so you'll shut the fuck up about this pussy that you're going to find out in due time that he fucked. Also, all of these flowers and things, ladies, flowers die. So I really don't see the significance in that. You don't understand, the reason they gave you flowers back in the day was for chivalry. It's because there was everything was rare. A rose was rare back in the day. Nowadays, a rose is nothing. You got technology now. So women really don't understand the trueness in romance no more. They only romance themselves off of television, what other dumb bitches have said that don't have nobody or either with another woman. First of all, you listen to radio talk shows and you talking to other talk shows on TV of gay men who's telling other people on how they should treat their women or men. Nothing against you gay guys, nothing against you gay women. But there's nothing you need to tell us about relationships when you already like the same thing that you got. That is no fun. That is boring to me. That's just my personal opinion. Remember, I'm an opinionated person. If you got a dick and you see another dick, that's just boring to me. I don't see what makes a man want to see another man. But, hey, this is Valentine's Day. Do your dick in the booty shots. Do your thing, fellas. Suck them off. Do whatever it is that you do in that world. Be fairy. Be happy. That's your life. Enjoy. Ladies, eat your pussy, munch. Do the stuff that you do, taste up and everything. Just remember, no matter what, if you put on strap-on, you need a man. Yes, you do. No matter what you believe, you need a man. Valentine's Day. It is fantastic. It is only the day for dumbasses who really, really don't know that they're loved, that they get it showed to them. Because if you know that you love people, you don't need Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is actually in the way of all the love that you get. Just to let you know that. And if you only, and if you can be bought with some candy, a teddy bear, a card, and some balloons, then why do you really believe that men is paying for pussy? Then you just as dumb. You got bought for trinkets. Really? You a trinket hoe and don't even know it. Yes, you a trinket hoe. All that little mess don't have nothing to do with you in this new house you could have been getting, this new car you could have been getting, or this real husband you should have been getting. But what you've been worrying about is all that materialistic, stupid shit that the ladies been telling each other. Ooh, I got this. Ooh, I got this. Why are you so stupid? Really? Stop being so dumb and be a leader. Be a strong woman. That's why a lot of you don't have them husbands. And, men, that's why a lot of times you don't have them real women in your life. Yes, because you are a sucker. You ain't doing nothing. You ain't been trying to do nothing for nobody. And now you're trying to buy some little last-minute change that you got out of nowhere and go get her a little something just so you can get some pussy. This is what you do, ladies. You want to know if your man loves you. When you get your Valentine's stuff this year, don't give up no ass at all. Let's see how much love you got. If he got to have that ass that night, you already know what it is, bitch. You's a dumbass. Just remember that. Don't give them no ass on that night. Valentine's Day is a no-ass getting day because, remember, y'all used to get y'all ass whooped. So don't get your ass whooped for nothing else on that night. Make sure you have some happiness in it, and don't give them the pussy. Give it to them the next morning because if you give it to him the next morning, that means he cares and he's not mad. Now, don't tell him you're going to. Just see what he do. Now, fellas, being that you're listening to this show, you might have your woman listening too, and she's going to act like she's not going to give you any pussy. I'm going to tell you right now, what you do is, if you're a guy on here and your woman is listening on here, don't give a fuck what that bitch talking about. You turn her ass over, you hem her ass up and show her that you're a man. Put that dick so deep up in her that her eyeballs twinkle. all the way back in the back of her forehead. Yes, I want that bitch to turn around and look at you and say, Happy Valentine's Day, nigga. Yes, I want her to say it real whimperish. But if she's not, dude, hey, do you, man. Lady, if your man's listening to this, hey, I mean, if you can resist him, but he going to get that ass tonight if he listens to this show, because he is not going to let me tell all that business and let you sit up here and say no. Now, if you don't have any friends that's listening to the show, make sure you tell them to listen to the show. This is the 747 AKAO Real Talk Show. We put a lot of people out. We're doing a lot of things, and we're trying to get a lot of stuff going on with this new Craze Radio. Go on Facebook if you're trying to look for us and everything and find out what's going on with us. Every week we have Monday, Tuesday through Sunday. There is something going on. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for Wednesday. We have Christy Love and Hot Wednesdays. Everything's going on every week. Sunday, if you have gospel in you, hey, come on Sunday. We got stuff going on that for Sunday. Yes. Everything doesn't have to be as titty fuck. Everything else could be godly, you know, with a little sweetness to it. Get your inspiration in and get your week started. This is a great show. We do a lot of things. It's real talk. We like to keep everybody that that's trying to tune in now. I want you to stay on the lines and just let your people know what's going on with this group. We're doing a lot of things. And I just want everybody to make sure that everybody's going along with this little thing that we have called Craze Radio. Make sure you tell your friends the number. Make sure you press in 1 so I can talk to you. Because if you're not doing that, then you're really not helping me none. I'm still trying to get out there, trying to get you out there and get new things going on. We talk about real topics, people. There's nothing that we will not talk about. The next week, I'm still debating on what we'll be talking about because I'm trying to find out what you people want to hear. What topics do you want to talk about? Now, I got Lucky out there. Now, I know Lucky always has something on his mind. I'm going to see if I can find Lucky. Let me see what's going on with him. Hello, is this Lucky on the line?
Yeah, this is Lucky, yo. What's up?
What's going on, 103NT, Lucky, man? Hey, man, how did you like for tonight's show, basically?
Yeah, I mean, I feel what you're coming from with the Valentine's thing, man. I mean, at the same time, man, I feel like, yo, man, you're showing yourself if you really genuinely do, man. I mean, for the guys is really going to sit there and spend out for their loved one. If they really got that one love they got in their life, man, they really spending for Valentine's Day, maybe he do care, you know what I'm saying? Maybe right. Ain't all that bad, you feel what I'm saying? But if you just got a nigga that you been fucking with on the side and, you know, he ain't really been showing no love and just for this particular one day, now he wanna buy you some, then you know he's out there for the draws, you feel me? At the same time, the women be on the same shit too, man. Women got game too. You know what I'm saying? Women is doing all the tricking niggas out of the day. You feel me?
Exactly. And that is it. Hold up, my bad. I had a little technical. I'm listening to you. Like, stick on it, man.
Yeah, man. And I feel like, man, at the same time, man, like, yo, man, fuck the beds, fuck the candy in the cars, man. Go all out, man. Know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you really care, man, buy something out of the ordinary, man. You know what I'm saying? Something different. You know what I mean?
That is exactly why I make sure I find Lucky on this line, man. I got a lot of stuff that's going on. Hey, I appreciate you, Lucky. I'm trying to find Leviticus Black to see if I can get him played out tonight because he's been doing some other things, and I'm trying to keep up with him and keep up with everybody that's going on and everything because I done played a couple of songs with Kuda Bang. I done did some Leviticus Black, 103NT. Hey, we love you, Lucky, man. That's 103 talk host, man. He's a great talk man. I love to talk to this dude. So let me see if I can find Leviticus on here somewhere. Let me check and see if he's on this line. Hello.
You.
Who that?
Leviticus.
That's who I'm looking for. What's up, Leviticus, man?
What's good with you?
Man, I've been playing some of your music tonight, man, at Carolina and stuff, that Riley Ruffer. Folks was listening, so I had to slow it down because my boss was asking me who it is and everything, man. How's it going?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing over there? Hey, how you choking? You getting popping over there right now?
Yeah. You know me. I'm talking that asshole shit, pissing people off.
But listen, right? I got a comment to say about that Valentine's Day shit.
Bitch, let me hear it.
All right, check this out, right? Man, fuck Valentine's Day. You know why? Because, man, you know, the only reason why niggas is fucking celebrating this shit is because we've been programmed in the first place by this white man. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I don't even celebrate that bullshit. I don't even know why I'm going to. For some reason, there's so much pressure. I'm about to sue the government for emotional distress because when it comes around these holidays, I get so stressed out if I don't buy my girl some shit. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not buying no shit. I pay all these goddamn bills in this crib. I ain't paying for a goddamn thing on Valentine's Day. You feel me?
Yes, I do feel you, Leviticus Black, and that is exactly why I made sure that I found you, Leviticus. This was going to happen, man. I got some of your music on. Now, I got two songs I'm debating on right now. Matter of fact, I'm debating on three songs. I'm going to let you decide which one you want. I got your Hustler and the Buster. I got the Same Mode, or I got the Hate Me.
Play the Hustler and Buster.
Play the Hustler and Buster.
You heard that old shit, too, hey, yo. Hey, man, play the Hustler and Buster, man. I don't need that.
All right, here we go. You heard it here first. Leviticus Black, make sure you go to Twitter and look him up. At Leviticus Black. Am I right?
Sure, you're right. It's at LeviticusBlack. If you can get that, you need to slow it down.
If you can't spell, that's exactly why we do this. We make sure we spell it to y'all illiterate motherfuckers. GED is fantastic. The Plumber is fantastic. But as long as you know what we're talking about, you're fantastic. Thanks, Leviticus Black. I'm going to
all right, man.
I'm a hustler, you the Buster. I'm a hustler, you the Buster. I'm a burger, I'm a burger, I'm a burger, I'm a burger. I'm a hustler, you the Buster. I'm a hustler, you the Buster. I'm a burger, I'm a burger, I'm a burger.
Yes, I'm a hustler, use a buster. I get money, you're trapped and rusty. I'm so fresh and you just musty. I pop bottles of that rosy. You sell Reggie, I got fluffy. You smoke dirt and I smoke pussy. Your bags look too mine or bust. You might as well just be my custody. You can't even see my movement, cause big money I'm pursuing. You say that you getting money, but nothing your ass is doing. I be out here all the time, I be out here on my grind. Every day I wake up, I got nothing but money on my mind. I'm making paper, I'm making dollars, I'm stacking bread, I'm having them hollering, I'm on the stage, I'm extra cool, and I'm ravishing, ravishing, like Rick Rude, man, I clap the two, statue be jewels, man, I'm extra smooth, you a goddamn fool, bruh, look at your shoes, look at your shirt, bruh, look at your tight jeans, you look like a jerk.
I'm a hustler, you's a buster, I'm a stacker, I'm a trapper.
I'm a hustler, you's a buster. I'm a stacker, I'm a trapper.
I'm a hustler, you's a buster. I'm a stacker, I'm a trapper.
I'm a hustler, you's a buster. I'm a stacker, I'm a trapper.
I'm a hustler, you's a buster. I'm a stacker, I'm a trapper.
I'm a hustler, you's a buster. I'm a stacker, I'm a trapper.
I'm a hustler, you's a buster. I'm a stacker, I'm a trapper.
I'm a hustler, you's a buster. I'm a stacker, I'm a trapper.
I'm the shit and use the toilet. What I got, you can't afford it. I tried to hit you off of work. The shit you fucked around and snorted. Now the mission is aborted. Don't even come around my fortress. Look at me, gangster and gorgeous. Look at you, so unimportant. You flavor very assorted. You wishing you could afford it. You wishing you could afford it. But you won't ever afford it. I tried to help you out with problems. But to me, you just a problem. You need to figure out your problem. Only then I help you solve them. I'm making paper. I'm making dollars. I'm stacking bread. I'm having them hollering. I'm on the stage. I'm extra cool. And I'm ravishing, ravishing like Rick Rude. Man, I clap the tool. Statue be jewels. Man, I'm extra smooth. You a goddamn fool. Bruh, look at your shoes. Look at your shirt. Bruh, look at your tight jeans. You look like a jerk.
I'm a hustler, you a buster. I'm a stacker, I'm a trapper.
I'm a hustler, you a buster. I'm a stacker, I'm a trapper.
I'm a hustler, you a buster. I'm a stacker, I'm a trapper.
I'm a hustler, you a buster. I'm a stacker, I'm a trapper.
I'm a hustler, you a buster. I'm a stacker, I'm a trapper.
I'm a hustler, you a buster. I'm a stacker, I'm a trapper.
I'm a hustler, you a buster. I'm a stacker, I'm a trapper.
I'm a hustler, you a buster. I'm a stacker, I'm a trapper.
And let me tell you something about me. I don't play around with money. You be smiling, think it's funny. I'll get in your ass with a wedgie. You better go get my fatty. Ain't playing around with my fatty. Homeboy, you know you ain't ready. I'll eat you up like spaghetti. Or maybe cut you like machete. I don't like to get all sweaty. Must I grab the chopper, turn this motherfucker to confetti? This time I will let you live. I'm going home to get some Becky. This time I will let you live. I'm going home to get some Becky. I'm making paper. I'm making dollars. I'm hollering, I'm on the stage, I'm extra cool, and I'm ravishing, ravishing like Rick Rude. Man, I clap the two, statue of shoes, man, I'm extra smooth. You a goddamn fool, bruh, look at your shoes, look at your shirt, bruh, look at your tight jeans, you look like a shirt. I'm a hustler, you's a buster, I'm a stacker, I'm a trapper.
I'm a hustler, you's a buster, I'm a stacker, I'm a trapper.
I'm a hustler, you's a buster, I'm a stacker, I'm a trapper.
I'm a hustler, you's a buster, I'm a stacker, I'm a trapper.
I'm a hustler, you's a buster, I'm a stacker, I'm a trapper.
I'm a hustler, you's a buster, I'm a stacker, I'm a trapper.
I'm a hustler, you's a buster, I'm a stacker, I'm a trapper.
I'm a hustler, you's a buster, I'm a stacker, I'm a trapper.
Yeah, buddy, I'm a hustler, you's a buster, bitch. If you're just tuning in, this is the 747 AKA Real Talk, Real Talk Show. I'm your host, 747. Make sure you tell your friends to dial 646-200-0883 and press 1 if you would like to talk to me. Remember, every Tuesday night, 7 to 9, 2 hours, we talk like this, real talk, straight real talk. I'm seeing that people are pressing these 1s, so I'm going to start seeing, checking on some views to see if there is anything that I may have said that offended anybody. All I would like to say is you can kiss my ass, because that's what you are on this show for, because you already know that I'm an asshole and there is nothing in me that's going to be right and as far as in a good way. So I just want to let everybody know that this is a real talk show. We only do real things, real views. Tonight was about Valentine's Day and the lies within it and the things that we do about it. I'm going to go and check on Leviticus Black real quick to let him sign us out for a little minute, just letting him know that we did enjoy music.
Yeah. Same girl that played it, nigga. Now she want to be my friend.
Hey, Leviticus, how you doing? Hey. Where the hell you been?
At the bar, sipping Henny with the Frankie, then whisper to a girl.
Great, cute, yeah,
man, fuck them hoes. I've been seeing dough on the regular. My grind real hard on the streets, check my sailor. Shoe game and my clothes sick, they feel the nausea. Tell them looking at the watch, now they looking all of you. Now they ask the questions.
Do you got a girl yet?
The question is, do I have a wife? And I told the ex, facial expressions. Like I made her lose the bet, she hated rejection. She wasn't giving up yet. Looking real right, up in them jeans, but I played it up. She the type that made niggas feel. Cause she bad enough. Left her sitting at the bar and went to smoke a cigarette. Looking at her, talking shit about a nigga, no respect.
Same ass hoe, nigga, same ass shit. Same ass bar, nigga, lame ass bitch. Hating on a nigga, cause I'm looking nigga. Same ass hoe, nigga, lame ass shit. Same old shit, lame ass, same old shit. We ride by, we ride by. Same old shit, same old shit. We so fine.
Smoking on my cigo, I went to my vehicle. Walking out the front door, they looking at my whip, yo. Smoking on a cigarette, I'm joking with Papito. Now I know she want me, cause she know that I got those. She hit me with the comment,
I see you doing your thing.
Cause last time she seen me, I wasn't doing a thing. But now I got the jewelry, my car clothes and swag change. I hit it with a few words, you know that niggas do change. Now I know she feel me and ain't spitting no game. To me she's really simple, it's like I'm reading her brain. She's poor by the ballers with money that had no game. She preys on niggas that's weak, what a damn shame. Now she asking me for a drink when we walking in. Say she only drink pink bottles with some confidence. Looked at her right into her eyes like she had a win. Left her ass sitting in the cold, Providence.
Same ass hoe, nigga, same ass shit. Same ass bar, nigga, lame ass bitch. Hating on a nigga, cause I'm looking nigga. Same ass hoe, nigga, lame ass. Same old shit, lame ass, same old shit. We ride by, we ride.
Okay, I see what's going on here. I'm ready. Hey, yo, same shit, different pants. She the same old chick, but she looking for a different answer. I'ma tell you right now, ma, we nobody's meal ticket.
Nope.
Moving on up, and the chick can't deal with
deal
it.
With
no, it. I got a wife, and the chick is still with it.
Yeah.
I'm like, Vamoose, you act to me.
Yeah.
I sip champagne, you just stick to daiquiri.
Uh-huh.
Them $2 beers, I don't know what you drinking.
No.
Trying to pimp a pimp chick, I don't know what you thinking.
Fuck out of here.
What's your name is?
Call me the DJ.
Duh.
Spit that crack and think that yay.
Mm.
I know it's ludicrous, the kind of things that I
say.
I know.
It's neither the bottle popping or the grandma
one
game.
One or the other.
Who gives a fuck? Bartender, another round.
Another one.
Thinking I'm a clown, little girl, I'm a shot down. Chunk the deuces up, part of my back.
Fuck out of here.
It's 3-5-5, man. You're fucking with that.
Nothing.
Same
man,
boy,
nigga, lame man, boy, nigga, hate on a nigga. Cause I'm looking for nigga.
That's the same old shit from Leviticus Black. Yes, tonight was my artist night, unsigned, signed, and local talent night. That was the theme for all our music. The topic was on the true meaning of Valentine's Day. I've had a lot of calls coming in. I've been trying to talk to people. A lot of folks have a lot of views. We've got a lot of people that's going on there. Remember, you listen, for anything to happen on here, for me to talk to you, you got to press 1. For me to say hey to you, for you to say hey to me, you got to press 1. So I see a lot of you, but I'm just trying to let you know you have to press 1 to speak to me, okay? For all of those who are pressing 1, don't press 1 as much as you're pressing 1 because I don't have as much time as I need for you to get everything off of your chest. I am happy that everyone has called in tonight. If you haven't got into it, make sure you call checking out the show every Tuesday, every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yes, we're going to be up in the live. Go to www.mediacraze.me, and you can find everything that's going on with us through the week. Make sure you tell your friends to dial 646-200-0883. Now, remember, you can press that at nighttime, 7 to 9, whenever, just to check and see when we're having a show. They'll let you know that we're having 24 hours of next show or whatever, and that way you'll know when the next show is coming about so you can get in on these new topics. I always go online and let everyone know what my next topic will be. I don't like to tell them on tonight because when I tell them tonight, that doesn't guarantee that they'll be there next week. I like to keep you anticipating the itchy. So as long as you're itchy, then I know you're coming back. Am I right? I guess that's right. Anyway, I'm so happy that I got it off tonight and made sure that everyone understood what tricking is when it comes to Valentine's Day. I am so glad that Leviticus Black told us the realness within himself and said, fuck you bitches. Y'all have stressed me the fuck out. I am pissed off. I ain't buying a damn nothing for nobody. You can buy your own self some shit and just give me the receipt so I can see how much you thought that you cost. Yes, that is what he said. He said, fuck you. I ain't got that money. I don't feel like it right now. And we did talk to Lucky. Remember, Lucky told us that it's all in the person, man. Make sure you're doing good things for yours. If you really a dude that's really loving your woman, man, make sure you show her that you love your woman. If you don't have a woman, fellas that's got fellas, make sure you love your man. Because I tell you, it's ridiculous that there's no love in this world no more. Not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying whoever you love, show them some love. Make sure that they feel like they appreciate. And if you're not showing that you appreciate your lovers or just your friends whom you just chill with, now remember, you don't have to mess with them for to be together. Remember that. Now, a lot of you people have changed the game and think that because you mess with them, that makes you together, or because you're not messing with them, that makes you together. Let's get the record straight. If you ain't putting no rings on nobody, ain't nobody with nobody. Just remember that next time you're trying to justify you and your wrongs and their wrongs. Remember, you can't justify no wrongs when neither one of you are right in the first place. Okay? Now, we got some last-minute music going on. I see a lot of people still coming in and listening to the show. I am so happy that y'all came in. So let me see. Where are we going to? I got so much music from these new artists, and I didn't want to play everybody so much. So let me go to, let's see. We're going to try to end this out with Kuda Bang. Let me see. I don't know what would be good. Let me go to some like his official. And then if I got more time, I'm going to end it out with everybody else with my last minute song. So I thank you. And remember, always remember, 747, a.k.a. O, got big balls. Yeah.
258, we
at 258,
we
at 258. Yeah. Play. Cinco Ocho, you know the logo. Major, what up? Black, you know the kid provides shit your whole enterprise couldn't. I knock him on the ass, you
better sit aside cushion. Zipper fly, sharper than sticker bride bushes. And I'm giving lines to you that Richard Pryor wouldn't. I'm no joke, you hear this shit, I'm spitting, my goodness. I got bigger fish to fry. This is improvised cooking. My niggas ride hooded, so just pick a side. Choose, live or die. Stop bitching like a victimized woman. I epitomize crooked, so it only make your chances worse. Fly guys, we get it jumping like a damaged nerve. Your reaction is to panic first, so let me come up with a plan that works. See, I'm the flyest on planet Earth, so won't you please tell these amateurs I ain't just a part-time manager. Flick it in, slide down the banister. Fresh it in a peppermint and a shirt. They call me Mr. Clean, you just a janitor.
I'm fresh, I'm clean, I'm the flyest motherfucker y'all seen. Hello, get low. Walk up in this bitch smelling like some dro. I'm fresh, I'm clean, I'm the flyest motherfucker y'all seen. Hello, get low. Walk up in this bitch smelling like some dro.
Young fly guy, believe this nigga fly as shit, I admit. Yeah, I'm conceited with confidence. Main, I'm a big shot. The game about to get got. Blade got a lip lock, cause y'all can't rhyme a lick. Basically, what I see, the problem is, niggas just drop a hit. Turn around and hop on like five or six different remixes, y'all ride a dick. Let me not forget them niggas, y'all thinking that's kinda sick. Ain't shit but migraines and sinuses. I came with viruses when everybody doing dance raps, though. I refuse to be a fool and lose my damn mask. Boy, I'm a soldier, can't Superman that hoe. Sonny Koufax, I scuba Sam assholes. Who demand crack flow? Speak up and make it known. I live in the bakery. Basically, I can stay at home and make this bread. You could say that I'm nature's own. That's a punchline you'll get later on. Straight up out the danger zone. Fly guy, we don't breathe the same head. Probably gotta drop more scriptures than Shakespeare. Just so I could cop more crit.
You wanna see some ass? I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming, and that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance. Make it rain, treat. Make it rain, treat.
Gonna hate me, a lot of y'all ride with me. Gonna snake me. No. dozen.
I ain't bluffing.
Slug for you turkeys up like stovetop stuffing.
Uh-huh.
I'm McLovin, look young, but I'm old school.
Just
trying to G check me and get you nothing but screwed. I never been in the game, so don't ask me do I bang.
Nah.
But I fucks with them homies, a few with them C's too.
Okay.
DSB, it's my son on the track. Shit, truth to God.
That nigga always stepping on stage, spitting that fire, give it everything he got until the day he expires. They the same, they debating my moves as long as they watching out. But I'ma keep it popping, balling, stopping. Everybody just run, 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 bang, run, 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 bang. Run, 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 bang, run, 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 bang.
Don't call me Bang for nothing.
I ain't bluffing.
Slug for you turkeys up like stovetop stuffing.
Uh-huh.
I'm McLovin, look young, but I'm old school.
Just
trying to G check me and get you nothing but screwed. I never been in the game, so don't ask me do I bang.
Nah.
But I fucks with them homies, a few with them C's too.
Okay.
Yes, I'm affiliated, but won't be incriminated. I'm just in the seat of life. Haters pray, I hope I don't make it. Ah, the new nightmare of the industry. Got them in a state of paranoia. And thank God that I can turn this off to crack and water. So go and place your order. Watch your wife and daughter. I heard she had that water. 258 to grind. I do this all the time. They say I'm out of line. Well, where I'm supposed to be. Black told me front and center. So I salute and move. Best candy cartel. Don't get it misconstrued.
That nigga always stepping on stage. Spitting that fire. Give it everything he got. Until the day he expires. Haters hang. They debating my moves as long as they watch it out. I'ma keep it popping, ballin', stopping. Everybody just run, 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 bang, run, 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 bang, run, 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 bang, run, run, run.
You can take this book by its cover. Just know I'm a hard bag. Hit you across the face with a Don Juan pimp smack. The reason Bang is, I'm a brain in the streets bag. They need me. Like Obama need me. The sky ain't the limit. I travel to space weekly. Six find out we in town, they get cheeky. Come to the hotel room and get freaky. They boyfriends mad at my staff cause we eating like
that nigga always stepping on stage, spitting that fire, give it everything he got until the day he expires. They just hang, they debating my moves as long as they watch it out. But I'ma keep the popping, balling, stopping. Everybody just run, 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 bang, run, 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 bang, run.
Now you rockin' with the commission. Now you rockin' with the commission.
258, we at this.
Yeah, buddy. And we're still rolling. So if there's anyone that still got some on your mind, hey, just press 1 and we can get it on the line. Because they're not letting me go, so I'm just going to stay on the line and play new music and old music so everybody can get down the way they want to. I'm glad that everyone showed up and let me get the music out there, Kuda Bang, Leviticus Black, Immeasurable, 103NT. I appreciate you all and everything that you've done to keep this show going the way it's going right now. So I thank everybody. Like I said, next week we'll get the new stuff that's going on. I don't know what the topic's going to be just yet because I got a lot of people that's telling me topics. So once I decide on what's going on with that, then we'll get it out. And then so I'll holler at you. Make sure you keep all these gangsta gangs where they are. 103NT. Enemy out.
Hey, 103, bitch. He say he chasing cash, but really he chasing ass. Act like he down to ride, but really he scared to blast. Say he pimpin', but switch on niggas over a bitch. He ain't legit, he ain't shit, bruh, that nigga sick. It's a shame, but he lame, he playin' gangsta game. It's a shame, but he lame, he playin' gangsta game. It's a shame, but he lame, he playin' gangsta game. It's a shame, but he lame, he playin' gangsta game. Eastside, DJ Dawg, what it is, bruh? Wanna see what's poppin'? Look, now it's a shame, but these niggas is lame. Cause they out to get a name while I'm out to get my chain. And a lot of niggas bang,
or at least that's what they claim. Turn a quarter to an ounce and they ain't talking about change. Ride train, I'm off the chain, and as a kid I was the same. So growing up I learned the game, and then I had to do my thing. Feeling change when you lose. And for me, I lost some shit. So for me, I just get real as the realest shit get. I ride for my niggas, I die for my clique. And I'm a dog that love money, so I stand over a bitch. Niggas and women both, my niggas and women told. It ain't no big deal, I just wanna know who real. Who the fuck you be, nigga? He say he chasing cash, but really he chasing ass. Act like he down to ride, but really he scared to blast. Say he pimpin', but switch on niggas over a bitch. He ain't legit, he ain't shit, bruh, that nigga sick. It's a shame, but he lame, he playin' gangster game. It's a shame, but he lame, he playin' gangster game. It's a shame, but he lame, he playin' gangster game.
Been breaks in my pocket.
But he lame, he playin' gangster game.
Been breaks in my pocket. Magnums in my wallet. Fuck the girl, flip the hoe. Take that nigga out and stop it. Watch it, observe me. I dare you, ain't worth it. Two cup, stay fly. 3-6, never lie. Fuck fake, no games for games. NTT, that's the game. Games for games, don't fuck with it. Got real niggas, love the bus. Trip and trade, we threw it up. Brimstone, murderer. Five poppin', six droppin'. Fiddle with lead, that's gas droppin'. Old school Chevy, big truck. 24, call it dumb. Just losing that guy. My doors are suicide. Blue the brains, that guy. Gucci, Harry Wild. Child out, magic. Hop at tragic. Saw them lanes in my peripheral. Blast them, death of all fuckers. Blue flaming battle. Red side, red bandana. Love it, gotta have it.
Who the fuck you be, nigga? He say he chasing cash, but really he chasing ass. Act like he down to ride, but really he scared to blast. He say he pimping, but switch on niggas over a bitch. He ain't legit, he ain't shit, bruh, that nigga sick. It's a shame, but he lame, he playing gangster game. It's a shame, but he lame, he playing gangster game. It's a shame, but he lame, he playing gangster game. It's a shame, but he lame, he playing gangster game.
Wanna show you real, they don't knuckle up. I tell your ass up just like I did my Tonka truck. Fuck with me, and I show you how that hawk feel. Quiet nigga, but I still keep it real. Look, nigga, you think you tough. Show you what it is, pussy nigga, what's up? I don't really think you know what it is. G checking niggas to show it's real. Ain't nobody out in playing, especially nigga. If you play with some woo-woo, my real nigga, that I don't be out of banging. I gotta keep it real. That's why I fuck that name is true. When I get in the booth like a Uzi let loose, I took a little time off my back to the basic. And now I ain't stopping till your fucking spot vacant. And everything you want is but a take it. I gotta get it, I gotta make it. If not, then I take it. Strong arm, a nigga is Nathan. Not quick, stay patient. All the time, baby.
He say he chasing cash, but really he chasing ass. Act like he down to ride, but really he scared to blast. He say he pimping, but switch on niggas over a bitch. He ain't legit, he ain't shit, bruh, that nigga sick. It's a shame, but he lame, he playing gangster game. It's a shame, but he lame, he playing gangster game. It's a shame, but he lame, he playing gangster game. It's a shame, but he lame, he playing gangster game.
Road trip, I'm G-checking everybody. From Ghost Town to Stack Town, from Rock City to Bull City. My raps is never empty. My fingers always sick. Do not hold me, but it stay 050. Yeah, them 702s, yeah, they with me. They might slip you with Mickey. I see you little sickies. Send them shots to your dicky. I throw a B-side, homie, brothers don't fit me. You better get me, my BM, yeah, she with you, but she missed me. The money gives, she gives me. Respectful ain't to understand this. Banging shit ain't been a fan since day one. I've been a man on top, like the ceiling fan. Ain't coming down, my nigga, like pop, yo, I'll get around, nigga. You violate, yeah, it's going down, nigga. Rap, east side, nigga, non-trade, nigga. What you know about that, nigga? Delta shit.
He say he chasing cash, but really he chasing ass. Act like he down to ride, but really he scared to blast. He say he pimping, but switch on niggas over a bitch. He ain't legit, he ain't shit, bruh, that nigga sick. It's a shame, but he lame, he playing gangster game. It's a shame, but he lame, he playing gangster game. It's a shame, but he lame, he playing gangster game. It's a shame, but he lame, he playing gangster game.
It's a shame, but he lame. They playing gangster games. All I got to say is, then I tell somebody to bring me some tissue in this damn toilet so I can wipe my ass. Really. That's how they do you up in the studio. They don't give you no toilet paper, and you just sit there with ash your ass out, and then you got a dingleberry just sitting on it, and you got to shake it off. If anyone here that has to shake their shit off, make sure you shake it off and make sure it falls to the left. Because if it falls to the right, it splatters a little doo-doo juice.
258, we asking. 258, we asking. Yeah. Blade. Yeah. Dos Cinco Ocho. You know the logo. Major. What up? Provide shit, your whole enterprise couldn't. I knock them on the ass, you better sit aside, cushion. Zipper fly, sharper than sticker briar bushes. And I'm giving lies to you that Richard Pryor wouldn't. I'm no joke, you hear this shit, I'm spitting, my goodness. I got bigger fish to fry. This is improvised cooking. My niggas ride hooded, so just pick.
Yo, Doughboy
258.
AKA Ray Bam Robbie. You are now rocking with the commission. Alright, alright, alright.
258, we answer. 258, we answer. 258. You want it, you can get it, girl. I give you what you need. Got that fire.
Hey man, it's time to go. You gonna learn today. 747, AKA Real Talk Show. Tell your friends.